Mr. Handman.
Hey, yo, what up? The crew bringing the ruckus, no doubt. We's the roughest dream team. Reign supreme like a...
This is Downtown Music.
Batman Almighty Triple XL coming to you live and direct from MagCity.com.
To the float out, you already know though. No, it's Adamville for real. You see a hoe, just take a photo. I'm reppin' as on photo with a fofo on your bro though. Cause that Jodo thought that he could rob a player for some dodo. I'm the also Allen Temple, also England Manor, also Misty Valley, and I got a couple pounds yesterday out of Cali. And my bad bitch from the valley bought me brand new balance. And I'm playing with a no American dream, dusty roll. Man, she been riding clean since her daddy rode on roll. I done fucked up in every hole, telling every hole. I ain't fucked up with my wife, but if she meet her, might be a go. Big flat, big flat, flashy. Bitch, don't I look dashy. Bitch, don't I look classy. Bitch, don't act so sassy. I'm the man, boo. That's with or without you. The head with what your mouth say. Show me what that mouth do.
I hear him talking hella reckless. I won't even stress you. Just kill him softly with my press. Won't even address. They say lonely at the top. It's just the best shit ever. Hey, don't you see me out here shining shit? I'm barely flexing. I hear him talking hella reckless. I won't even stress you. Just kill him softly with my press. Won't even address. They say lonely at the top. It's the best shit ever. And even if we die today, this shit gon' live forever. Live forever.
With three X's, fuck niggas hit the X's. No X's on my chest, but all these diamonds got me blessed. Usually I don't do this, dumb it down, go stupid. Since 17 been counting M's, my bank account's on goofy. They said Cosby gave them Rufus, now who know what the truth is. Chicago full of shooters, my garage is full of hoop. This got that Southern draw and all that. My pre-rolls look like ball bags. The side got something to say and all y'all niggas can't get y'all ball back. If I ain't a hot boy, then what do you call sex? Daddy fat and a jaw never ball back. Like clocks in the wintertime, we stay eating like it's dinner time. Then feasting and cheaping and blowing big, but it ain't no reefer rhyme. We don't know the meaning of drought, cause we keep so wet, why sweat nights? Been a while. Just speaking in general, why there is no formidable opponent or a nigga that own it. Kill uncut, never step on it. Line for line, dope when you wanna hit, you wanna mind the kind of give a nigga hope when he down and out. Nigga dig a hole so deep, ain't no climbing out.
I hear him talking hella reckless. I won't even stress. Just kill him softly with my press. Won't even address. They say lonely at the top, but just the best shit ever. Hey, don't you see me out here shining, bitch? I'm better flexing. I hear him talking hella reckless. I won't even stress. Just kill him softly with my press. Won't even address. They say lonely at the top, but just the best shit ever. And even if we die today, this shit gon' live forever. Live forever.
Yo ho, listen, just like I told Coco, my vision is pimpin'. You already know though, so go ho, slow ho, for the popo, that my logo, for show ho, go,
get down on the flow ho.
Yo ho, listen, just like I told Coco, my vision is pimpin'. You already know though. So go ho, slow ho for the popo. That's my logo. Logo for show ho, foco. Now get down on the floor though.
Check 1, 2, Fat Mac, Big Mike, the almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. Ah, it's good to be back. I don't know, maybe it's been a couple weeks since the last time I actually, you know, did a solo joint, man. So here we are once again. About to dig into the crates, man, and hit y'all with a little something. Like I said, my thought process is, these days is not necessarily stellar, but I think I could put a little something together for you cats, man. Once again, please excuse my horrible speech patterns. You know what I mean? I'm just not that quick on the draw anymore, man. So please bear with me. Be patient. You know, I know I sound like a blithering idiot sometimes, man, but, you know, these are generational curses. Generational curses indeed. So what I want to talk about today, man, in keeping with the theme of, you know, the whole concept of pimps, hoes, tricks, marriage, you know, simps and all this other nonsense we got, I want to talk about practically damn near all those topics rolled into one. And before I start that, I want to go ahead and tell you cats, give you some background about why I'm doing it and how I basically got started talking about it, pertaining to the trick culture. Once again, remember, I did the pimping, man, and I did the porn, and I was the type of cat where, you know, I had my female in check, I had side chicks, side bitches, man. I mean, I was so cold in the game where I would basically make my wife babysit the children of my hoes, for lack of a better term, you know what I mean, while we went on money making missions, you know what I mean. So how many niggas can get that shit off, you know what I mean? How many niggas can get that shit off? Once again, played all facets and all positions of the game. And you know, you got a lot of niggas on here, you know, beating their chest, rah-rah niggas, man. More or less it's an ego fest. And I don't feel the need to beat my chest and talk about how fucking spectacular I am or spectacular I was. Why? Because, bruh, I mean, I'm just humble in the game. And I've done it all, and I've done it all quite well. But, you know, you got a lot of motherfuckers on here just talking just cash shit to cats, man. Hey, you don't need to be talking cash shit to, man. You know, just let niggas be. Whatever the fuck they into, whatever the fuck they like, let niggas be, man. I don't understand this thing where niggas actually be stalking each other, man. Talking shit. Like they in third grade, man. You feel me? So basically, you know, I kind of got started doing this because I'm an underdog type of cat, man. I seen a lot of dudes getting, you know, verbal lashings and verbal mistreatments by just kind of like schoolyard bully ass niggas, man. And I ain't feeling it. You know, I ain't feeling that shit at all. So I feel it's my duty to come to the forefront and defend a lot of cats who may be indulging in this lifestyle, because a lot of dudes really don't know what the fuck they're talking about when it's pertaining to the trick culture, man. You know what I mean? And when I say that, I also want to say, you cats, man, y'all need to go ahead. You know, we don't brown nose and we don't nut hug over here at MacCity.com. You know, so with that being said, you know, when I'm talking about niggas, you know, beating their chest and, you know, on that rah-rah shit, some of y'all are kind of putting Allen Roger Curry in that bag. And I vehemently disagree, man. You know, when Allen does his ball rubbing, it's pretty much a reaction to niggas talking shit to him. You know what I mean? So I would, you know, please, fellas, please, over here on the message board, man, you know, respect the OG, man. Respect, he's a stand-up cat, man, and he knows what the fuck he's talking about. He has a scientific system with that mode one shit, man. Please, pay the OG some respect, man. You feel me? All right. So no, I do not categorize Allen Roger Curry in there with the bully ass niggas, man. Just want to talk shit just for the sake of talking shit. Also, I'd like to also say, oh man, super redundant. I would also like to say, you know, clearing up the whole thing where he's talking about he cannot endorse anything that's illegal. And some cats, you know, have a problem with that. You know, I've kind of, you know, understood where he was coming from the get-go, because he runs a legitimate business, and him as a legitimate businessman, he cannot endorse anything of an illegal nature. It's pretty simple. You know what I mean? So, irregardless of his personal feelings about the trick culture, once again, the exchanging of sex for money, you know, it's illegal. And of course, he cannot endorse that. So, fellas, please do not besmirch this brother's good name, man, because he would not endorse the tricking. It is illegal, and him running a legitimate business, he cannot, man, he can't co-sign the shit. Okay? So, no, he's not a bully. You know, the things he says that might be misconstrued as bullying, that's more so a reaction of niggas fucking with him, man. You know what I mean? So, he gotta pull out his sword and handle his business, which is understandable. So, yeah, I'm a champion for the underdog. I always feel for the underdog. I always feel the need to defend those who can't defend themselves, or they may not have a platform to basically speak on certain things. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do that. Also, the whole concept of the tricking and the hoeing and men getting ass raped in the courts and, you know, just being left destitute, you know, just using up the man and discarding him and putting him out the pasture is, it's a diabolical system, man. So, me and Tony, we just said, you know what, man, we're going to go ahead and speak on this, and we're going to go ahead and devise a system or a plan to help men basically maintain their sanity, maintain their assets, maintain their money, you know what I mean, and have their cake and eat it too, and just have some fun with it, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's the main reason why we came out. We talk ad nauseum about the trick aspect of relationships, man, because the whole United States right now, it's built upon the concept of tricks and hoes. It's built upon that concept. I mean, we've proven it time and time again through all the podcasts that we've done. So I'm going to go ahead and reiterate some of these talking points for you cats, man. That's what I'm going to do, man. Once again, the government, right? Follow me now and listen well, my young Padawans. The government is the pimp, all right? The government basically uses the woman as a Trojan horse, as a destabilizing factor, a destabilizing agent, a suicide bomber, in order to get money and assets out of a man via the court system. All right. Like I said, if you ever go to family court, if you ever go to divorce court, if you ever go to court for child support, you will see the pimp and the hoe in full action digging in your trick ass pockets. Me and Tony have told y'all time and time again, you know, when you just go ahead and you trick with a woman, you're basically mitigating your damages. All right. That's all you're doing. You're basically doing shit on your terms. Of course, which is a no-no of the government. The government does not want you to do anything on your terms. Everything is legal if the government can see you. All right? So once again, the government is the pimp. That woman in society, she's a hoe. She's basically put there, right, to siphon off all of your money, all of your assets. Any and everything that could be considered wealth, and it gets put into the coffers of the government and into the pockets of the woman. And if it goes into the pockets of the woman, theoretically it goes back into the pockets of corporations and the government, because these people know who run the corporations and the government, that women are non-stop mad dog consumers. Okay, you follow me so far? This whole system by design is pimps, hoes, and tricks. We have said this a million fucking times, but still you niggas out here, you super niggas don't get it, man. And so once again, like we always have receipts, man. We always have quotes from luminaries, cats that a lot of dudes respect in the game. And so that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all some snippets, some quotes, some words of wisdom from some cats that you may know and that you may respect or that you might respect. All right, that's what we're going to do. First thing I want to talk about, right, is a brother, man. I just started watching, maybe about 3 months ago, man. He's a ex-preacher, ex-pastor, turned pimp. You know, that's usually the archetype. Both men, both occupations are basically interchangeable. I don't really see any difference in neither one of them. You know, cats make their money with the gift of gab. And so this individual, this man, his name is Sinful the P. Sinful the P. Y'all need to check this cat out on YouTube. I don't know what his YouTube site is called right off the bat, but I'm going to go ahead and put it in the description box, man. Matter of fact, I'm more likely going to do two versions of this show. One for Liberated Syndicate and one for YouTube. So, like I said, when I put this up on YouTube, more than likely, I'm going to have this man's YouTube channel and the video that I'm referencing down in the description box, man. So, yeah, I was peeping out one of his joints the other day, one of his videos, man. And the gist of it was, the topic was, hoes are winning. Make no mistake about it. I think this came up because I think prior to this video, he had a conversation with this dude named Minister Jap. And Minister Jap said, hoes are not winning in 2018. And then they kind of got into a semantical argument about what is a hoe, what ain't a hoe. You know what I mean? And of course, I kind of know what the difference is because, like I said, I used to be in the life. I remember having vivid discussions with the girls that I used to run, right? And they would kind of like be in their feelings about being a prostitute. Point blank. They would kind of like be in their feelings because they was actually selling sex, right? And what would happen is the females in the projects who weren't selling sex were downgrading and talking cash shit to the females who was in my stable, who was selling sex, right? And I used to tell them, I'm like, so what you mean to tell me is, you know, you have these feelings of shame and remorse and butthurt about what some funky ass broke bitch that lived next door, do you think? You know, I'm not understanding that. I'm like, you look at this bitch next door to you. Like, she got two or three niggas coming in out of her spot daily, you know, bending her over, smashing it, leaving her with nothing but a funky ass pussy, you know what I mean, when it's all said and done. But this bitch can't keep her phone on, she can't keep her lights on, she can't even feed her fucking kids. Now you, on the other hand, shit, you good, you Gucci over here, you got everything you want, everything you need, you ain't gotta ask nah nigga for nothing. As long as you fucking with me, you gonna be alright. You know what I mean? But, you know, there was always these shaming tactics by these nothing-ass bitches in the hood that was talking cash shit about my girls. You know what I mean? And it's always the bitches that's the most interested in getting down and selling pussy that talks the most shit. You'll find that out if you in the life, man. If you in the life, you know, the bitch that resists the most, that talk the most shit, that's the one that's most interested, man. I'm trying to tell you, it never failed, man. So I always told my females, I'm like, look, don't get angry, don't get mad about these hating ass bitches. Really, they want to do what the fuck you doing. They just don't know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Seriously. For years, there was all sorts of jealousy about, you know, how my girls was getting down, how they was getting their money, how they was getting their bills paid, how they didn't want for nothing. You know what I mean? But I had to also, I mean, just on a repeated basis, for some reason, I had to just talk to my girls and let them know what you're doing is, oh, it's good. It's a good thing. It's okay. It's all right. I'm not understanding why you let these nothing ass niggas that's around you get inside your head and make you feel bad about what you're doing. I'm not understanding it. Are they feeding you? Are they clothing you? Are they doing anything at all to add any sort of better quality in your life? No. Shit. But, you know, this bitch, this same bitch is talking shit to you. You know, she been in and out the goddamn clinic for chlamydia, vaginosis, fucking gonorrhea. Motherfucker just going up all up in her raw. She getting babies by multiple niggas, ain't shit niggas. You know what I mean? These are the bitches that you concerned about their opinion. You are concerned about the opinions of these ratchet ass fucking bitches, man. Come on. So, Sinful the P, basically, I think he had to come on and he had to represent for the hoes and the pimping, man. He wanted to basically make sure that people knew the difference between hoes and sluts, right? I knew the difference between hoes and sluts. You know, I used to tell my females and shit all the time. I'm like, shit, you doing hoeing, and them bitches, they just sluts. They just scum bucket skeezer slut bitches. They ain't got no goddamn hustle or honor about they self. You know what I mean? They just out there giving up the pussy for free, looking stupid. And once again, can't keep their phone on, can't keep the lights on, can't feed their kids, but will let any and every nigga fuck them. Just to be fucking. And believe me, I know what that's like because, you know, a couple females I had, they were just cum junkies, man. They just wanted to fuck. They just, for some reason, you know, they just didn't get the concept that they need to get their money up front. And when they didn't get their money up front, they would run to me and they would whine and bitch to me and expect me to go fight niggas over it. I'm like, no, I'm not fighting no nigga over this shit. You know the protocol. You get your money up front. You know what I mean? I'm not about to be fighting these niggas in the streets about that shit. All right? If you just take, you just gonna take an L. But a lot of them, they just wanted to fuck. You know what I mean? And I had to change their mindset with that shit, man. It was crazy. I couldn't understand. I'm like, damn, bitch, you stupid. And I'm like, man, I'm not gonna say who it was. We're gonna leave that shit in the past. Bless her heart. Wow, man. I don't make my babies infamous in Dayton. I'm trying to tell you. But yeah, there is a difference between sluts and hoes, man. There is a difference. And Sinful the P broke it down eloquently. But the main thing I want y'all to listen to right here, right? Because what me and Tony always talking about, in America, the culture is pimps, tricks, and hoes. The whole culture is pimps, tricks, and hoes. All right. And he broke this shit down masterfully. He basically said that all the females that's listening to him, that's in his chat room, I mean, most of them are basically prostitutes. And you just one mishap away from becoming a prostitute. And most of y'all have sold pussy in one way, shape, or form. But these are the very same bitches that talk shit about hoes, females that do some real stomp down home. And my thing was, I'm like, well, if Simple understands that the majority of women that's walking around, walking these streets in America, have a prostitute vibe or a prostitute spirit, then who are these women prostituting with? You know, you can't have a prostitute without tricks, right? Okay, so if the majority is females, you know, they often have situations and circumstances where they sell pussy or they dangle the pussy in front of a man to get what they want. The spirit of prostitution is alive and well. So, if you have prostitutes, by proxy, you must have tricks. Right? And, of course, this is what me and Tony have been saying for the, you know, since 2007, for the past 10 years. This whole thing is built upon the backs of pimping, tricking, and hoeing. So yes, the majority of cats out here are actually tricking with women. Cats don't want to hear that shit. Motherfuckers say, oh, you making excuses. No, the very dynamics that are put into play in social circles and government is quite permissible for females to prostitute. Many people would call it by different names. You know what I mean? But they always holding the pussy out, dangling the pussy out to try and get what they want. And sometimes it's just not enough to dangle the pussy out there in front of a motherfucking face. Sometimes you actually really got to put in that work. Okay? So Sinful was basically talking about, you know, the differences between sluts and hoes. You know what I mean? And I found that quite fascinating because, you know, me and Tony have always said that, you know, tricking is everywhere. Motherfuckers just don't want to admit it. Everybody uses different words, different terms to try and soften it up. But man, majority of you niggas is tricking, you know, but your ego won't let you say it. You know what I'm saying? And so, like I said, man, coming from a man who's done it all, you know, I used to run bitches. I used to sell pussy, man. I used to be in that world. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to let Sinful talk for a little bit. I hope he don't mind. You know what I mean? You know, but this is very important. I feel that cats need to hear this because pimping, hoeing, and tricking, you know, these things make the world go round, right? And if the majority of women out here have a prostitute spirit, then guess what? Hey, you can't be a prostitute without a trick. And therefore, there must be multitudes of tricks out there putting in that work with the prostitute. You know what I mean? So, without further ado, let's listen to what he got to say.
Any female that professes to be a woman can be a prostitute. Majority of the women, if not all the women, up in my comment section is prostitutes right now. The women, the females and women that ain't even seen this video yet, the ones that's going to see it in the morning, afternoon, evening, night, next week, next month, maybe next year, is prostitutes. See, how could you just say that I'm a prostitute? Because if you got put in the right circumstance, baby, you would sell that ass. If you got put in the right motherfucking financial crisis, you would toot that ass up. That's the fuck you would do. You know what I'm saying? If you had the right motherfucking circumstance and they present you right now with the right circumstance, you gonna sit up there and toot that ass up. That's what you gonna do. Oh, you gonna toot it up. You gonna sit up there and get that pussy up. You gonna suck the shit out that dick. You gonna sit up there, you understand me, and make that nigga file for sperm bankruptcy. You understand me, if he got enough currency around this motherfucker. Oh, yes, you will. With your good moral standards, you understand me, good Christian Moody Bible Institute attending ass. Yes, you would. You know what I mean? You gonna sit up there and fuck. You gonna suck. You gonna sit up there and toot that ass up if the right exchange is available. You gonna sit up there and go. You know what I mean? You gonna sit up there and go. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I'm speaking from experience. I've seen so many women be judgmental to hoes, speak down on hoes, speak down on prostitution. But once they got put in the right situation and their circumstance changed, they wasn't as judgmental as they was before. Them same judgmental women now, you know, was putting a dick in their mouth. And the dick that they had in their mouth was from a person they wasn't attracted to. But due to the fact that that individual had a place to stay, due to that individual having a vehicle, due to that individual working out a miracle, because that bitch was in a financial circumstance, she sat up there, you understand me, and got on her knees or opened the motherfucking legs up or took that ass up. That's what she did. You might be on your job. It might be some old fat, as I like to say, some old fat, nasty, you know what I mean, ugly ground beef face looking motherfucker. The nigga might look like 8-Ball with no MJG. But if he's in position to give you a raise, if he's in position to sit up there, you understand me, and give you elevation, you know what I mean, in your career, on your job, you gonna sit up there and toot that ass up. If that motherfucker can sit up there and put an extra zero on your paycheck, you gonna sit up there and toot that ass up. You gonna sit up there and suck that dick. You gonna take the dick. You just gotta be put in the right circumstance. So damn near every woman in the world is a prostitute. Prostitution is omnipresent. The spirit of prostitution is omnipresent. As I often always say, the spirit of prostitution is everywhere. Just to give a little bit of what I mean, you got prostitution in the church, in the church, in the church.
Well, now, I hope y'all enjoyed that. That was Sinful to P breaking that shit down, man. Bruh, if you want to know what's going on in the life, in the game, man, the brother's quite prolific on breaking those things down, man. Highly recommend that channel. I think he has like 2 or 3 channels right about now, man. But that was pretty good shit right there, man. He straightened that thing out. Straighten it out to Jap. Now, Jap, like I said, he has a pretty good working knowledge of ratchets and thoughts or whatever, but Jap, he really don't know anything about the life. He don't really know nothing about the pimping and the homing. He don't really know nothing about the tricking either, man. You know what I'm saying? He, like I said, he got a basic working knowledge of ratchet-ass bitches, man. You know, so hopefully my man Sinful will be able to, you know, just enlighten and educate the man on certain things, man. You know, Jap ain't far off on some of that shit, man. But he does need a tutorial on things pertaining to the game and the life. But once again, I reiterate, man, this whole thing, this society is basically built upon pimps and hoes. The government is the pimp. The government is using the woman to basically milk you, the trick, the man, out of your money, your assets, and your resources, man. Okay, yes, and once again, you will find that out once you hit the courts. You will find that out once you reach the courts. The pimp, the court, the government will use that woman to drain your balls dry of your money, your assets, your property, and your resources. So then, please come back to me and tell me how you not a trick once you get hit with that hammer, nigga. Okay, all right. I know. Semantical arguments. You can hide from it all you want. Hide from it all you want. But basically, the whole power trick movement is set up to try to mitigate your damages and stay the fuck out of the court system, you know what I mean, and getting ass raped by women. With the aid of Big Daddy Government, which is, of course, the pimp. Motherfuckers think we just do this just to be doing it, man. No. It has a practical use. It has a practical purpose, man. Also, did y'all see Chris Rock, his latest joint, man, on Netflix called Tambourine? Very, very good show, man. Very good show. Especially at the end of it, man. He got real. He got real, real, man. And I'm going to go ahead and play a snippet of that also. Because Chris Rock now understands the whole concept of pimps, tricks, and hoes. You know what I mean? He understands the whole, what they call it today, the red pill. He has taken the red pill and his eyes are open to many things now. You know what I mean? So let's listen to what Chris Rock has to say about men, women, and the courts and whatnot.
You know, because here's the crazy thing, man. Some of these lessons, you just got to learn, you know? Like, I bought this shit on myself, you know? Nobody told me to go hoe up, you know? I brought this shit on myself. And you got to learn some lessons, some man lessons, okay? I know it's hard being a woman, but there's a coldness that you have to accept when you're a man, especially a black man. It's like, the world's cold as a motherfucker. Okay? When you get older, one thing I learned, only women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. Women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. A man is only loved under the condition that he provides something. Okay? I've never heard a woman in my life say, you know, after he got laid off, we got so much closer. No. I once heard my grandmother say, a broke man is like a broke hand. Can't do nothing with it. What kind of gangster shit is that? That's right. Women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. A man is only loved under the condition that he provides something. That's right. Fellas, when you meet a new girl, what do your friends ask you? What she look like? Ladies, when you meet a new guy, what do your friends ask you? What does he do? What the fuck does that nigga do that can help you out? Can this motherfucker facilitate a dream or not? Even right now, Michelle Obama is looking at Barack going, what's your plans, nigga?
Aw, oh, man. I'm trying to tell you, boy, Chris, yes, you got to grow, man. You know, you live and you learn. With age comes wisdom. And, bruh, he's right. There's no such thing as unconditional love for a man. A man is basically judged and loved. It's all predicated upon his ability to provide. Shit, if you can't provide, you know, old trick-ass nigga, if you can't provide for a woman, you get, you know, put out the pasture, you get replaced by another motherfucker that can, man. Shit. That's why, you know, once again, I still keep laughing at these super niggas beating their chest, man. It's like, nigga, everybody gets their turn. You know what I mean? Everybody get their time to shine, man. Shit. Once again, I wouldn't consider myself a select male, a super duper alpha male type nigga, but once again, when these alpha niggas could not provide what the fuck they were supposed to provide for the woman, they came to see me. And then when these alpha niggas found out that their broad was coming to see me, guess what? These niggas was actually in their feelings. So I know now you're saying, well, you know, them can't be no alpha niggas, man, if they all in their feelings about that shit. Well, hey, that's open to interpretation. All I know is, you know, they had the standard alpha nigga, should I say, persona. Tattoos, cornrows, prison records, slanging dope, carrying pistols. All the shit that dumb bitches like. Shit. But these motherfuckers was mad at me because they bitch was over here, you know, putting in work. Whether it be on the pimping or the porn side, man. I'm like, look, if you do not, I repeat, if you do not handle your business as a man and provide for this broad, she gonna come see me. And all the good dick in the world ain't gonna stop her from coming over to see me because the bitch gotta eat, man. So once again, I reiterate, none of you are safe. You super niggas beating your chest. Yes, somewhere, quite possibly, your girl is sucking the dick of a trick. How do I know? Because, nigga, that's been my business for the past 20 years. Yes, I used to pick women up from the house of they nigga. Used to take them to parties or soirees where they would suck off all sorts of trick niggas. And I would bring them back home to the so-called alpha nigga, the nigga that shit chose. And guess what? You kissed the bitch in the mouth. At least these trick niggas understood and they had enough sense not to wife up this broad, not to cohabitate with this broad. You know what I'm saying? At least they had enough sense to do that. They had enough sense to just have some fun with her. But nigga, you had the guy there trying, you know, get all cupcake-ish. Yeah, I know. But I ain't no alpha. Well, like I said, all I know is they fit the description, my nigga. They fit the description. And once again, I'm not disparaging females that hold. I hold them in high regard and high esteem, much better than a bitch that give her shit away for free. And all she get, you know, for it is chlamydia and a baby from some dirty ass nigga, man. You know, I just could not understand how a broad sort of mindset, man, would have the nerve to fix her mouth to talk about a hoe getting money, man. Crazy shit, man. I reiterate, man, I'm not trying to motherfucker pop my collar, toot my horn, but y'all gotta understand who y'all talking to, man, right here. I used to have my wife babysit the children of my hoes, man, while we went on missions to get money, nigga. You ain't talking to no gump. You ain't talking to no simp. You ain't talking to no stupid ass. You ain't talking to no goofy motherfucker right here, man. You really ain't. Shit. But I am humble enough to give back to which I have taken. This is the metaphysics of cyber pimping. So yes, I breaks my bitch off a little something, something every now and then, just to keep the scales balanced. For you super niggas, this is heresy. But for me, this is just common sense. It's just common sense, man. All right. Not only that, man, I mean, the Max City Players and Citizens know. Shit, bruh. I talked husbands into letting me, you know, pimp their wife. Cyber pimp their wives, man. Matter of fact, share their wife. Nigga. Motherfucker talk about that. I don't have no mouthpiece. Nigga, I got mouthpiece, nigga. Believe me. I got mouthpiece. Shit. And if you don't believe me, you know, like I said, maxcity.com, go there, open it on up, join up, read the stories, look at the articles, look at the pictures, look at the videos. I document everything. Motherfucker, for real. Yes. Shit. I done talk niggas into sharing their wives with me, man. Oh my God, man. So it's kind of frustrating, man, when I gotta listen to these super niggas, you know, say what is a trick, what ain't a trick, and, you know, you ain't got no game, and I'm like, nigga, got 10 years of receipts on that goddamn website, nigga. Don't get the fuck out my face. It's fucking disgusting, man, listen to these niggas talk sometimes, man. So, yeah, man, I just wanted to reiterate that, man, talk about the whole culture, American culture. Pimps, tricks, and hoes, man. A lot of you motherfuckers is tricks that don't even know it. And you don't even want to admit it. But Sinful the P said, you know, majority of these women out here, man, is prostitutes. All they need is just the right goddamn fucked up situation or circumstance, and they gonna be selling that thing. And if they gonna be selling it, shit, there's gotta be somebody out there buying it. So shit, if you got a majority of women out here actually have a prostitute spirit, the shit, man. There's got to be a majority of individuals who are male that have spirit in the inclination of a trick. Shit, they ain't just tricking. They not tricking by themselves. You got to have a trick to trick, bitch. You got to have a trick to prostitute, right? Uh-huh. So I just wanted to go ahead and bring in a heavy hitter. You know what I mean? To talk about this because, of course, some of y'all may not listen to me because I may not count. Because right about now in my life, I'm a self-professed stomp down trick. You know what I mean? I give to bitches. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I only give to those that give to me. You know, there's always got to be an even exchange. I ain't no suck-ass nigga, man, you know. But the metaphysics of the cyber pimping demands that I keep the scales balanced. Some of y'all don't understand that concept, but it's okay. I'm 10 years ahead of the curve, nigga. I'm 10 years ahead of the curve. And we told y'all that pretty soon, one day, back in 2007, we told y'all that this trick shit was going to be a way of life. You know what I mean? The stigma was going to be basically removed from it. And cats was going to be like, man, fuck that. You know what I mean? I'm not doing it the way that the government wants me to do it. I'm not doing it the way that the woman wants me to do it. I'm going to do it the way I fucking want to do it. On my terms. Very taboo subject. Very taboo subject. So once again, if you are listening to this on Liberated Syndicate and you've been wondering where the shows have been, once again, I would like to direct you to YouTube over there at Max City Limits Radio Show. There are shows over there that you will not see on Liberated Syndicate here on Liberated Syndicate. So please, if once again, you've been like, damn, where the shows at, Mac? Where they been? I've been moving a lot of the action over to YouTube at Mac City Limits Radio Show. Also, my boy Tony, man, he got his own thing going on YouTube also called powerandstrategy.com. For 40% less niggotry, if you like your shit, man, a little bit more adult, a little bit more edifying, man, you know, as far as maturity is concerned, then you need to go ahead and check out his Power and Strategy YouTube page. You know, he has a lot of informative things that brothers need to be listening to on that page. All right. And also, of course, if you want to exercise your demons and your lower chakras, and you're interested in my lifestyle and what I did and how I did it for 10 years straight with these females in these streets, you can go to maxcity.com and sign up there. Because, like I said, I got receipts, nigga. I ain't got a lot of none of you motherfuckers, man. I got 10 years worth of actual factual shit in there with the scribe, with the videos, and with the photos, man. So, no, this ain't no fairy tale. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I've played all positions of the game. And, you know, you super niggas, man, need to get off that bully shit, man. You know, let a nigga, you know, do him and just mind your goddamn business, man, for real. We ain't discouraging or disparaging you for what the fuck you do. You know what I mean? Not happening. I congratulate you, man. You know, you's a handsome nigga with a crisp mouthpiece. Man, more power to you, man. Get it how you live. You know? But this shit, man, when you motherfuckers coming over beating your chest, you know, like a third grader, you know, I'm better than you type shit, man. That shit is corny, man. It's fucking corny. Alright? And once again, also understand that I fucks with Alan Roger Curry, man. Alright? I fucks with him heavy, man. Show some respect to the OG, man. Y'all need to show some respect to the OG. For real. Man, I'm trying to tell you. Well, like I said, this is a no-nut hug zone. And what I mean by that, you know, just because we like a motherfucker and we rock with him, you know, we fuck with him, like, on an intellectual level, that don't mean we can't have a disagreement. You know what I mean? Over here at Max City, we do not throw away the Porsche or the Ferrari because it's got a ding in it or a scratch on it, man. You feel me? So, yes, we may have a minor disagreement with the cat, but like I said, man, 95% of that shit, I feel, is on point. And the other 5%, man, is irrelevant, really, man, because, you know, I fucks with cats according to what I agree with them on. Not the opposite. I don't pay attention to that minor disagreement that could cause a wedge. You know what I mean? So once again, man, I want to give shout-outs, man, to O'Shea Duke Jackson. Want to give shout-outs to Angry Man. Want to give shout-outs to Steve the Dean. Want to give shout-outs to Sinful the P. Want to give shout-outs to Issa Ali. Also want to give shout-outs to... Yeah, man, Issa, man, you's a crazy nigga, man. Issa be sending me pictures, man, you know, with females on all fours walking around with dog collars on them and shit, man. Issa, man, boy, you do me proud, son. Man, what's going on over there in Milwaukee, man? Goddamn. Ooh-wee. If I was younger, man, I don't know, boy. I might want to come up there and party with you cats. For real, man. I also want to give a big shout out to my boy Rick Nasty. Rick, thank you. Rick is trying to save my life. I think he basically listened to one of my podcasts a while back, and I was talking about high blood pressure and how, you know, the high blood pressure medicine is really detrimental for black folks, man. So I, you know, pretty much stopped taking that shit. So Rick decides to send me, man, some beet extract, some milk thistle. What's the other shit, man? Memory's all fucked up, man. But, man, the shit that he sent me, man, you know, must have cost a pretty penny. But the shit is working real, man. The shit is working real good, man. Shit is working real good. So, thanks to Rick, y'all might basically be blessed to listen to me do this podcast, you know, for years on end, man. For years, because I'm feeling real good, man. Certain ailments have disappeared while I've been taking, you know, these herbal extracts, man. Appreciate you, Rick. Appreciate you, brother. Man, no doubt. I got cats that really love me in this joint, man. And also, I'd like to send shouts to my boy, man, nigga Fucius. We finally settled our lawsuit. It took them motherfuckers forever to pay me my $500. You know what I mean? But they finally, you know, shit. Basically, they the was it? State of California Franchise Tax Board finally sent me the money that I used to basically sue them, and I got that money back. Unfortunately, I was not able to actually sue them for no big, huge amount of money. They knew that they was fucked up in the game, so they did not contest anything that we brought to the forefront or to the table. And if they would have done that, it would have been their ass. I was going to ass rape them niggas, man, but nope, so that's over with, you know. Thanks to my boy, man, nigga Fucius, we won that lawsuit against the State of California Franchise Tax Board. I'm surrounded by geniuses, man, good people, man. No goddamn doubt. Man, so, without further ado, it's the Fat Mac, the almighty Triple XL, Big Mike and Full of Phys Ed, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com and PowerAndStrategy.com. And I'm out.
Dedicated to all the DJs and dance crews all around the world.
Don't nobody want it, we hella hot at the moment. We're coming for all opponents and feel incredible, don't it? It really ain't a thing, who get them crazy going, orangutan. Look at them copping me, trying to get top of the boss with a lot of mediocrity. Stalking the properties, want to get off of my monopoly. Tell me who is the one they call Socrates. It's been a wreck, been a death. When the head-on collision was in effect from attack, the other side is a curse. They have a lot of regrets. My creation is shaking the planet Earth. Everybody better. Any opposition. So don't you make a mistake with the Yates. Get some plan of escape. You better work. The beat I broke, never needed my chin hair to be thy goat. With the mic on my fight, folks to peep my quotes and try to say the wiggity nice joke. The big man that lift hands and get fans to pushing the poetry big as they can. Way up on the pedestal, losing your lesson is let it go. Killing so many, I might be federal. Paulina, thinking dirty with your style, my style cleaner. Women all on me screaming just like my Alcina. Wanna go with the Scorpio, baby, I'll sting ya. Boo you, screw you too, fool you through. This how we do in the zoo, miss. Zoo, 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 zoo. Zoo, 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 zoo. Anybody faking and laying down to sleep. Found a beast to give the people a sound to pee. How elite, Tekkenina without an feet. Yeah, another sucker lost, trying to uppercut the boss. Wanna break out on me, I'ma break a motherfucker off. Thinking that you can handle to gamble. We lit as a candle, damn your clan, no nothing but scandal. And taking the L, you're facing a veil, shaking the whale. And you a snail, awakening the hell, begging your tail with the heat. The agony of defeat, depravity and tragedy, it had to be of a chief. See my technique and they come try to, but they cannot duplicate how I. Fakers will never compare to the. Shaking the murderer, giving it up to they.
Hit the gas and I'm out of here. Midnight, midnight, if I honey rolling with me, and you know it's getting hit right. Yeah. Trying to make it to the big lights. Yeah. Give me a minute, I'ma get it. Everybody just sit tight. Yeah. Trying to be a better man than a hand when I can, but the vibes don't sit right. Yeah. Trying to see what I see, trying to walk right in, but the shoes don't fit right. Yeah. Left LA and I'm going right back. Smoke Cali Kush, trying to hold right back. Go right back to the crib, smoke a hole like that. Didn't know he could flow like that. Oh, like that.
Like what?
When I flow like that. When I go like that.
Yeah.
When I bowl like that. You saying, homie, who always meant to go like that?
Live life fast. Don't know my future, but I know my past. And I know my friends, but I'm watching for the snakes, so I'm on my grass. Yeah, I cut my weeds. Yeah, I get my leads. Yeah, plant my seeds. Yeah, I want my trees. And I close my eyes when I feel that breeze. Low key lit. I don't know what else to tell you. They wanna ride the wave like I'm surfing in Australia. Lounging with my lady, eating steaks and lobster tail, yeah. And she rubbing on my genitalia, hell yeah. Commas in the bank, money coming in the mail, yeah. Band starting by a beat, pockets start to swell, yeah. We ain't in the same boat, that ship's about to sail, yeah. You think we the same, I got a bridge I wanna sail, yeah. Sail, yeah, sail, yeah.
Yeah, you ain't no pimp. You're a rest haven.